The power of the mantra sets awareness in motion. Not automatically, not by uninvolved, emotionally uninvolved repetition, but also by an inquiry what the mantra really is. What is it that I am reciting? The syllable in which is locked up a great deal of wisdom. And that wisdom is going to reveal itself only if I understand exactly what I'm doing. It is not easy to concentrate on a mantra recited 1,000 times a day, or even more often, without not getting involved in the process. What happens to my mind when I am reciting a mantra? Really, with feeling, with being there, having cleared my mind, and even that takes a few rounds of the mantra before that is achieved. When the outside world finally is disappearing, the inner world is going to open up, my own inner world. Then I'm able to destroy the three worlds that I have allowed myself to be so involved in without any true benefit to myself, and therefore can be of very little benefit to others. These three worlds are the emotional world, the mental world, and the world of illusions that are created. Knowledge is built on facts, not on illusions. All three can be of some help if transferred into another level of understanding beyond self-gratification. If I recite a mantra of the light, the mind may not yet be ready to perceive light because it is a too subtle image. And most of the time, the untrained mind can only hold on for a longer period of time with attention, with true attention, and a more concrete image, and also only then, when the emotions are satisfied. Because we could take a stone from the beach and make that our symbol of concentration. But if the stone is carved, we can concentrate much longer. And if the stone is beautifully carved, aesthetically, and in proportion to our taste, our liking, the beauty then becomes an inspiration additionally. And the danger is that eventually we can get stuck on this image. When we put this image into the light, with the power and help of our imagination, we allow the mind a different functioning, in a functioning that is truly beneficial as we practice, that benefit even increases to a large extent. Eventually, the image is not needed anymore. It has dissolved into light. For an example, many great yogis meditate first on the image of Lord Krishna. But in later years, the light of Krishna is the only thing, and the knowing that what is understood as the power of Krishna is in the center of the experience of the power. The power of the mantra will only become of importance, even to know it is there, by practicing the mantra and keeping all the other intrusion out. The mantra of the light invocation: I am created by divine light. It's something that I have to clarify to myself. I'm speaking words that have been given to me. But what do they mean to myself? I was told I had a soul, but unless I sit down and think, what is a soul? Has it any particular place, any seat in the body? Can the soul err? Is there something divine in me that would not err? Is truth approached by just accepting? Or is truth approached by the degrees in which I involve myself in the search, in the investigation of what I'm saying? I am created by divine light. Are words. The meaning of these words is of utmost importance. I have to know what I am saying. The sound of the words have their own vibrations, and that too has to be clarified. So we have, when we say anything of such importance as a mantra, we have not only to know what each single word means, but also we have to know the vibrations that our words, our speaking, generates. Is it all emotion? Is it less emotion? Is there an inkling of love? Is there much love? Is there a total commitment to love? A total commitment to the mantra to achieve what we ask in the mantra. We often think it's this religion and that religion. They are miles and worlds apart. In the essence, that is not so. The same religion in a different cultural setting uses different metaphors and different symbols. This is why it is absolutely necessary that any individual who pronounces words of a sacred text, or like here in a mantra, knows what those words mean. And if this knowledge is not there, we have to search for, by beginning to ask ourselves, what does this word mean? And from the very concrete, we make our way to the very subtle. And we open a part in our mind that we have never considered to be there, but it is. It's a secret place in our minds that we have to discover. It is the experience in their deep meanings or their most subtle meanings that has to be grasped first. Truths, or if you like to use a term, facts, are approached by degrees. No one has all the truths all the time or at once. Truth is not something that just descends on us. Light is not something. And the light of knowledge that descends on us. We have to become a magnet that wants the light so badly, so intensely, so much with our total being that we become a magnet and draw this light to ourselves. That is very important to understand. There are many sources of that divine wisdom that we have not yet discovered. We may have some light in us hidden, and we have to remove all the covers that has not permitted the light truly to shine. There are many ways, and while one or the other way is beginning with self-development and self-inquiry, who am I? What person am I? What person do I want to be? If the decision is, I want to be a powerful magnet to attract divine light, divine wisdom, we have begun then with an idea. It will lead to an experience. I am created by divine light. The experience can be in many different ways come about each time within the limits of the existing awareness, our will to know, our deep desire to know. I may experience suddenly a reflection of myself, not by standing in front of a mirror, but a reflection that is as if my body was made out of glass. And I might see the energy is moving in the body. And then I may see my brain not being what I usually know from anatomical books, but here is a mass of light concentrated. And then I see little dots from the outside hitting the brain. And each time, turning that bright, beautiful lit spot into a dark one, as if somebody had sprayed some ink or some color there. And as I watched, I can see how little is left of this beautiful mass of light. And the more of the spots, the less light in the rest of that body that was just a moment ago a total mass of light. has happened. The influences that I have allowed to come in have literally blocked out the light. In a very, very tiny spot. It's so small that I don't give it any significance. But that is the remainder of what has been saved from the influences that came from the outside. How do we understand these influences? They are preconceived ideas. They're ego-loaded thoughts. They're emotionally loaded desires. And it becomes clear more and more that something needs to be done to hinder those influences that have poisoned the mind because of uncultivated emotions and of not opening up to the great light that is available. The power of the mantra then will help doing just that. To learn to concentrate means really to focus on one thing, on the light, on one word in its powerful meaning. To keep out influences that are not beneficial, that are interfering with the light, that weaken the light. But if I do kindle that desire, that love for the light, for the truth, for knowledge, true knowledge, then the power of the mantra will give, little by little, the awareness of how I can make my way back and bring the light of awareness into the mind and let it grow. Let the flame be kindled by this divine desire and by constant effort to keep the intruders out.